Leading the news this morning, Barack Obama has been publicly sworn in as the 44th President of the United States. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Washington in freezing weather to witness the historic inauguration ceremony. After taking the oath of office, President Obama made a rallying call to Americans to seize the moment. He says America's possibilities are limitless as it emerges from a decade of war and a long economic crisis. The Australian cruise ship that rescued a stranded French sailor is due to arrive in Hobart later this morning. Alain Delorde was plucked from his life raft 380 nautical miles southwest of Hobart on Sunday night. He'd been drifting for 3 days after abandoning his stricken yacht. Cooler weather has been helping crews to contain bushfires in the southeastern states, but authorities are warning that conditions are going to get worse again. High temperatures are expected on Thursday. Residents are being warned to remain vigilant and have their bushfire survival plans ready. Algeria's Prime Minister has defended the storming of a desert gas plant to end the hostage crisis. He now says 37 hostages from 8 countries were killed. 2 Canadians are among the 29 militants also killed.